What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, household pets, I'm so excited you tuned into this episode. I am honestly honored and thrilled to have truly a dear friend of mine.
Yes.
But people sometimes are like, they don't understand how we met each other. And I have to say, it was the gym.
Yeah, we met at the gym.
Ladies and gentlemen, Busy Phillips, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And I know you're very selective with your podcast because you're a busy woman these days, but I appreciate it.
I am, and everyone has a fucking podcast.
You have to have a podcast.
Everyone's got to have a pod.
I don't understand Twitter. I don't actually know how to use it. So they were like, it's a lesser of two evils. You either do Twitter, you do the tweets, or you get a podcast. I said, I guess I can listen to myself talk all day.
A podcast is preferable to Twitter, for sure. I had my podcast for a minute with Steve AG, No Doctors.
Which was great because I actually needed medical advice.
I love it. And I still love the podcast. He's carried the torch without me. But the last year when I was working on developing and putting up Busy Tonight, I couldn't commit the time to doing it.
Right.
And then we were going to do a Busy Tonight podcast, but...
It's too much time.
Well, it was going to be okay, but we couldn't get the approval from the people that were putting the show on at the time. So,
okay.
So that's ship sailed.
Listen, I just want you to know, and it doesn't even matter coming from me, but I'm so proud of the fucking work you've done.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you've always kind of guided me. And for just a little backstory for some listeners, is we met at the gym and very organically, like, kind of had like a natural friendship.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds weird, but it's Hollywood, so you never know.
But I said this on my show because Jennifer Carpenter was on my last show with another friend of mine, Whitney Cummings.
Right.
And they actually also met at a gym. Gyms in Los Angeles are where people not just like hook up, like it's where you meet friends.
Truly.
Because everyone goes to the fucking gym when they're out of work and they're an actor.
Because you're just panicking and sweating.
Panicking and sweating and looking over your sides.
Yep.
And you just like you see the same people, you meet people.
And I think one day you overheard me saying something to somebody. I was like, I'm so stressed about this audition. And you literally took my hand. Oh, we were like standing at the front desk at SoulCycle. And you were like, you've got this. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. I was like, I need a job.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I mean, like, you're doing the damn thing. And, you know, I don't know. How do you feel right now?
I actually feel okay. I feel like, well, this is going to be interesting because this is going to air. But we're doing this right now. And just so for you, listener, and pets. This is just, my show ended just a week ago.
Right.
So I feel good. And I actually feel very empowered by.
As you should.
Everything. By the response to my show getting canceled. It's like kind of weirdly best case scenario if you're going to get kicked off the air.
Because everyone's now panicking, like, what? Why is it leaving?
Yeah, they're pissed. People are pissed. There's lots of like, there've been really nice pieces written about it. And then beyond that, I guess I just have learned after 20 years in this business,
right.
The last year has been probably the most transformative for me as, you know, like an, like whatever, but like as an artist and thinking about what I want to put into the world and how I want to put it into the world and what all of that means, especially right now in this current climate and this time.
Right.
And I just feel, I don't know, I'm turning 40 and I just feel ready. I feel like super ready for the rest of it, for
That's
all of
amazing,
it.
That's amazing though. But like, what a perspective. You know what I mean? I mean, you, because you have been working since you were a kid.
Yes.
You know, you understand this business. And I think what I've learned is it's like, just don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. And I'm sure when you're having your own show, you just kind of learn like, listen, I got to do things my way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And
and in this business, I feel like I never know what the fuck's going on. I never know what's happening. Even
I mean, the problem is the people that are still sort of in charge and holding the purse strings are just operating from such an old school mentality. Mm-hmm. And so much of this industry is just driven by commerce. And it's just driven by commercial.
Right.
And so to have that understanding, which I sort of have always had because my first television show was Freaks and Geeks, which was like famously, you know, critically acclaimed and canceled
cult
too
following.
Soon.
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, after 19 episodes, they pulled the trigger because they felt like the ratings weren't there. But, you know, and so I learned that lesson immediately. But, you know, I think we get sort of, oh, I don't know, everybody gets sort of like, you get spun up about like what you're doing and how, you know, and the bottom line is so many of these people are still just in it for the bottom line, you know, like they're in it for that ad dollar in the space and to make so much money. And you have to align your values and what you want to do as an artist and say, and how you just have to figure all that stuff out for yourself.
Right.
Because if you're going to be putting yourself in a position where you're constantly asking, because that's what all this business is truly, like mainstream Hollywood is asking permission.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't just like, and so YouTube is such like a revelation for people because all of a sudden they can like make these videos and put them up and whatever. But like most of that is garbage, you know?
Everyone's like, when are you doing YouTube? I said, absolutely not to YouTube. I'll tell you why. Because what is my video going to be? Just me and my mom like bitching about, you know, like her trip to Old Navy. You know what I'm saying? Like
but I would sell, I would sell your Curb Your Enthusiasm type show, like with you and Robin to YouTube Premium. I would do that.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I would rethink it. Like it's just, the other thing is, you know, cable's fucking dead. Like that ship sailed. And you know, people, it's the subscription, the streaming services, and then it's just online, that content that I think people will pay for stuff for themselves. Like YouTube Premium has a huge amount of subscribers and young people, that's what they do.
Well, it's just that when people are like, you need a page. And I just like, I would be competing with 13-year-olds doing makeup tutorials.
I don't think that like you putting your content up for free on YouTube and trying to build it that way makes sense for who you are. Is this cool that we're just doing like a mentorship right now? I'm like, what? I'm just going to talk Heather through what I think the next steps of her career.
Yes.
But I don't think that at this point for you and like what you've established via Insta and your personality that's gotten out there, that would be the move. I do think you still should probably sell a show.
Desperately trying.
But like YouTube Premium is like nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, no,
I think.
No, I would totally sell a show to YouTube. I just don't know how to vlog is essentially what I'm saying. I know how to do the 15-second clips on Instagram, but like if I've got to film something in my mom's basement, you know what I mean? And like set up a ring light that just stresses me out.
Well, and what's so interesting, you know, I know this guy. I've been friends with him for a million years. This guy, Jason Nash, who's like a huge YouTuber, and he was a stand-up, like struggling writer and actor for a million years. He was always around, like doing open mics, trying to get his shit together, like trying to sell stuff, whatever. And he finally got really big on Vine. Like he started doing Vines and that, and like got a huge following from that. But meanwhile, you know, he's not like a kid. He's
an adult, a grown ass adult.
Grown up. and then from Vine, when that shut down, he transferred that to YouTube. But those guys work so hard. They like shoot all that stuff.
It's a full-time
job.
They
edit it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They like hustle. And so they make a ton of money, those guys who are throwing up those content creators.
Totally.
But like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not interested in doing that either.
No, because it's just me. Like, when I ever have to do, like, self-tape auditions with my mom's always trying to out-act me. You know what I mean? I'm like, Mom, no one can see you. Mm-mm. No one can see you. You're just reading the lines. And my manager's always like, I need you to redo that and tell Robin to take it down a notch. Because she truly is like, I say our relationship is like Joan and Melissa, but we're both Joan, you know?
Got it.
But, no, I feel you. People don't realize it's always a one-man operation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thank God I have my producer, Michelle, because I wouldn't know how to edit this. I tried to do my podcast. I did two episodes by myself, sent it in. They all got deleted somehow. I called Ray, like, hysterically crying. Just like, it's,
that's,
I can't do it.
That's me too. People are always so surprised. I mean, Raymond's
here. Ray, say hi.
Ray, were you surprised at how technically inept I am?
No, only because Heather is the same way.
Okay, because I feel that's really funny because I feel like people are often surprised. You know, I do so much of my own branded content. Mm-hmm. All of that is like you do that on your own. All the paid posts and the commercials.
I started doing reverse marketing. What I did is I started just putting up brands that I love. And then harassing them. And then they'd be like, we have to pay you now.
But that's actually a thing. I mean, that's like truly a way in. And I've had so many, you would not believe, like the level of actor, celebrity that have reached out to me in the last several years asking me for advice. Hey, you know that thing you do? How did you do that? Like, how do you get those brands to pay you? How much do they pay you? Like, people get real interested in it because a little bit, I did figure out how to beat the system, like, 4-5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I started monetizing my own Instagram, you know, and the brands pay me directly.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see if I bet Instagram at some point will, like, start to take cuts if you're going to do
Well, that's
posts,
the rumor
right
now because I started doing stuff on IGTV and it's a whole thing. And I can't even figure it out. Like, I literally figured out how to do stories. And now they're like, you got to learn something new.
Right.
So
IGTV is tricky, too, because I've been trying – in the discussion about my show, before we, like, move it to another platform, I was like, should we try to get sponsors to pay for me to do, like, a version of my show sort of on IGTV, but it is a little bit tricky. It's a little bit complicated in terms of what their deal is with the brands.
And I mean, we're all just trying
for anything.
I feel like I just throw, you know, spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks at this point. But you know, it's you kind of encouraged me because when we met, Instagram had just come out and you were like, keep doing what you're doing on Instagram because, you know, there's an audience there. And I just kind of was sick of going into these auditions that I knew I wasn't right for.
Yeah.
Like I literally auditioned for a role. It said, you know, morbidly obese, but beautiful. And I called my agent and I mean, I'm a, you know, whatever, size 14, living my best life. But I was like, this is the shit that I have, that this is it.
Yeah.
This is
Heather, you do know that I played the fat girl in White Chicks. That's what my character was described
breakdown?
As.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane. Because you also were like a baby when you did that.
Yeah. I mean, well, to be totally honest with you, I think I was a size 8.
Right. But it's also like,
that's like
what?
A fat girl. Although then maybe upon further reflection, maybe that was the joke.
Right.
Is that she wasn't really fat, but they are just so horrible that
they're so horrible.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe.
And it was
a different time. That movie wouldn't be made now.
No. Oh, never. Never. Like Shallow Hal?
No, my
never.
God.
Never.
Well, actually, no. I feel like those guys would make it. The Farrelly brothers.
Well, they
don't give a fuck. Yeah, they don't. It seems like they really don't care.
They don't care. But yeah, it was just kind of one of those things. I came in like really sad one day and you were like, what are you sad about? I was like, I'm not even upset because I'm a character actor. Like I love putting on a wig, having 7 chins, doing my thing. I'm so comfortable in my own skin. But I was like, this is what I'm getting sent out for. Like I want to make my own shit so I can create my own world.
Well, yes. And the other thing is like part of this last, you know, almost 2 years in this industry where I feel like people have really woken the fuck up.
Right.
In terms of the way that women have been like subjugated and treated and, you know, all of the things is you should be a leading lady, Heather. You know what I mean?
Thank you. You heard it here first.
No, but you should be like we all, there should be a space in which, you know, the casting breakdowns or the people that are writing these things are thinking like in a global sense of that humans look all different kinds of ways and all different kinds of everything.
Yeah.
And that should be represented in the television that we watch. And we just know like there's just so much research that's been done that people, you know, when they see it on television, they believe it for themselves. So in order to change the culture, including like body positivity and racism and sexism and all of these things, like that has to be represented in mainstream media. And, you know, it rarely is. It rarely is. And there has to be like a little bit more of, I don't know, a reckoning maybe. You know, like when I was growing up in this business, this is in my book, but like, and lots of people have talked about it. Like the term fuckable was always thrown around. Like, is she fuckable? And that just comes from the fact that you walk into those rooms to test for television shows or to do a screen test for a movie. And the people making the decision are white men in their 40s and 50s.
Right.
And so they want to fetishize you and see if they would fuck you. And if they wouldn't, then you're not getting the part as the lead of the movie, the romantic interest in the movie.
Of course.
It doesn't matter that someone out there, of course, would want to fuck this person. You know what I mean? Like, she's just not fuckable to you, sir.
Well,
in
I
your
actually,
very narrow scope of, like, what is fuckable.
Yeah, it's a very weird time, but it is exciting to be able to make our own shit. And that's what you do with your Instagram. And
Thanks.
That's what you translated on your show. You
yeah,
know, it was like,
you.
Fuck it. I don't want to ask for permission anymore. I want to do my thing. But then as we've come full circle, you know, it's still, you still got to play the game, which has been interesting.
A little bit. Yeah. But I guess I'm just still trying to figure out how to beat the game. Mm-hmm. Like that's my hope for the next 10 years of my life and career is
Great.
Like, I want to beat the game and I want to help other women in marginalized groups of people who want to make art figure out how to beat the game. Because I don't think we're seeing a fast enough transition at the very top of, you know, representation. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't see it in the studio heads, in the people who are making the decisions, in the top executives, and the people who are greenlighting and saying these things can be on the air.
Right.
I don't see the turnover as fast as I want it.
I want to just transition for a second. You know, I have been trying to encourage everyone and anyone, your moms, your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, everybody just to start getting freaky. Why is that, Heather? Well, I've realized in my 30s, I'm having really a sexual renaissance. Not even, I've always been horny. Here's the deal. If you're going to get freaky, you know there's nothing worse than when your lady bits are like the Sahara Desert. Hell, they don't even have to be dry. But you know what I like? Something a little slippery. Something a little slippery. I feel like that should have been a song that was like a hit in the 80s. And I don't know why nobody called me. Probably because I wasn't born till 87. Anyways, I'm talking about one of my favorite companies ever. It's called Woo More Play. That's right. Woo, W-O-O, More Play. Basically, if I'm getting freaky, I'm doing it the right way. And the Woo More Play is a coconut oil-based sex lube. That's right, you can put coconut oil on your sunburn, you can put it in your bulletproof coffee, and honey, you can put it on your lady bits. It's all natural, all organic, raw, non-GMO. You should treat your genitals the way you treat going to Whole Foods to buy a rotisserie chicken. You know you're not getting something with chemicals and preservatives, so you shouldn't be putting that on your body parts. You feel me? Treat your body like you treat a rotisserie chicken. It's antibacterial, it's smooth and silky, and even better, you know me, I'm a dessert gal. I love a good sweet treat. Honey, this tastes like cupcakes. That's right. It's coconut oil based, which means it kills germs, increases sex drive, and is chemical free. And how do we sweeten it? Oh, with natural stevia, which also fights germs, is full of antioxidants, and tastes like birthday cake with that birthday sex. Ooh, wow. Wow, I should have gone into the music business. It has a vanilla essence, which means it increases sexual arousal. Ooh, yes. It enhances your mood. And even better, it's like turmeric. It soothes inflammation. And it has beeswax, which promotes relaxation, hydration, and relieves pain. If you're getting freaky and keeping it cheeky and not giving the same love to your body as you're given to your Whole Foods order, you need to look in the mirror, Cheryl, and you need to say, get it right, get it tight. Or get it right, get it loose with Woo More Play. Here's the deal. Be good to your lady bits and be good to your man bits, and it'll be good back to you. I encourage everyone to get freaky in a safe, you know, a safe way where everybody's on board. You know what I'm saying? But listen, if you love sex and you're like me and you like to just sometimes curl up with your Italian stallion, or I don't know who you're into, do it with Woo More Play. It's the only virgin in this room is the coconut oil that you're about to use all over your body. Woo More Play is here for you. You can also find Woo More Play available at Woo, W-O-O, More, M-O-R-E, play.com. Follow them on IG, Twitter, and Facebook at Woo More Play. And remember, it is Woo, like woohoo, woo. Oh yes, honey, it's WooMorePlay.com. Get 20% off your Woo More Play order with The code, that's right, it's absolutely. Again, that's 20% off your entire order of Woo More Play with the code absolutely at checkout. Now, back to the podcast.
Everything, I mean, even since, you know, everything has come out, the auditions that I still go for, it's always tired mom of seven. And it's never just like one kid. It's like of multiple children, which listen, I can't wait to be a mom and I'm always tired, but I'm just like, I'm like, do I like what? You know what I mean? It's, yeah. I can't, it can't just be like the lead and yeah. whatever, you know, it's the business, but yeah, there's so much we can discuss about the business.
But to me, here's the thing. Like, did you watch the All in the Family and Jefferson's redo thing that Jimmy Kimmel did? It was so cool. It was awesome. And they did like the real episode. I think that's a great thing. I feel like that should be a series. Maybe that was like a backdoor pilot.
Right.
I have a feeling they'll do that like as a series, right, of those things. But here's the thing. Like, those two shows illustrate how like putting ideas that are sort of more progressive into mainstream media, into the zeitgeist at a time when they're very progressive, mm-hmm. change the popular culture right. and change the conversation. And right now, like, I'm sorry. Like, I just don't see that many shows, that many showrunners putting it out there and trying to fucking do something. And it takes a vision. I mean, it takes people with vision. It takes the visionaries. And if they are, they're going to like the prestige of, you know, HBO, Showtime, and Amazon, and whatever. And then what you're missing are all the rest of the people who are not paying for those because they don't have the people who don't have the progressive ideas, who aren't holding those progressive ideas in their homes because they're, you know, working class, whatever. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that like the art needs to help move them in the right direction.
I gotta be honest, I'm so ready to have a weird performance art moment. Like, I want to do a stage show in a little black box with like a weird smoke machine, some puppets maybe. Like, I've just been watching some weird shit recently where I'm like, I'm ready to tap into that old weird theater
just
kid.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
I want all of us to do all of the things.
Right.
And I just feel like it's possible. You know what I mean? In a way that like, we have to move through the world as a
unit,
a white man. No, just like that. It's like that. It all is owed to us.
Right.
And that we should take it.
Right.
And I know that the world sends you the messages that it's not and they try to beat you down. But like, let's just rally against that.
Right. I'm here for it. Well, is there anything like, okay, so the Absolutely Not podcast, we talk about, and we'll take some voicemails in just a second, but on like a light note, like, is there anything out there that you're just like so pumped about? As we say in Absolutely Not, we need to, you know,
we let always the man need an know absolutely.
He can't put us down. Are there any absolute yeses? Like things you're just amped about right now. Mm. And it could just be something stupid. You know?
It's okay. Well, I'm very, very into Olivia Wilde's movie, Booksmart.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
So good.
Oh, great. Great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To Olivia Wilde and the movie Booksmart.
I love it.
It is incredibly well done. Great.
I just want to be friends with Beanie.
Oh, she's so cute.
And what
she's
a cool name,
so
Beanie.
Cute.
You know?
Yeah, she's
I never
the best.
Had cool nicknames growing up.
Well,
it was Heathcat or Heathcliff. Like, come on, boring.
I mean, you're one, busy. Obviously. Yeah. My kids, you know. Yeah. I pass it along.
You did.
That's what you can do for your children, Heather. Someday.
Will you help me name my children?
Yes.
I have my baby names already picked out, but I feel like you could like add a little spin to it. You know what I mean? And the funny thing is Jeff is so Italian, but his last name's Daniels, which is like, everyone's like, is
wild.
He really Italian?
Jeff Daniels.
I know. It's a whole thing. So
I don't think I ever knew that.
Yeah. Like the actor from Dumb and Dumber.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So I think I need to name my kids like Salami. Not Salami, but something, you know? Focaccia.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So absolutely to you naming your kids focaccia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love, I'm an absolutely for weird names, man.
Yeah.
I love it. But not the weird, like made up names, like.
The ones that are too hard to spell stress me out.
Yeah. Or like, well, what are those names that like are made up that people, you know, like.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? Like
when someone's like, name is like XDU. And you're like, their name is Zoo.
Right.
That's not a name.
Right.
No, it's more, I'm being snobbier. It's more like the, you know, the people that are like Peloton and like,
okay,
you know, they're like.
Tinder.
They're,
like if you name your kid Tinder, it was a made up. Spanx.
Right.
Like a made up brand name.
Yeah.
Like, no, like the girl, like the women who, you know, go to church and they've got the hair that looks like, you know, and they, oh God.
Are you talking about people in a cult?
I don't know why I'm not
trying to pick up what you're putting down.
I literally, I don't know. I cannot give you.
This chlorophyll water that you're drinking is really, really
it's going straight to my hand. Straight to my hand.
So one thing that we do on the show is we have, you know, listen, I'm going to go ahead and warn you. Uh-huh. Half these people are in the bag when they call. It's like, you know, or some are in prison. We've gotten a couple phone calls where we don't know how they got a cell phone in the slammer, but they did. So people call in either with an absolutely not, an absolutely yes. We just kind of give them our unsolicited life advice.
Great.
And again, if it's medical advice, I'm not a doctor. This one woman's, I talk about like ashwagandha on my Instagram.
Right, right.
And this one woman was like, just found out it like can cancel out your birth control. And I was like, you didn't consult your doctor first. You know, just like stuff like that. Like,
also, just like Google.
Google.
Like just Google.
Google.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
When all else fails. All right, let's listen.
Let's hit it.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Yes,
from
girl.
Small town outside of Memphis, Tennessee. Again, I also wanted to point out, I did graduate high school in 2005.
Okay,
I
me
actually
too.
We have a lot of classmates that ended up going to Ole Miss as
Hottie
well.
Tottie.
But most of them have came back, got married, had kids. What is up with, and it might just be my area, I don't know, everyone's kid has an D-E-N ending for their name, meaning like Aiden, Caden,
yeah,
Hayden, Layden.
This is what I'm talking about.
What is up with that?
This is exactly, wait, this,
here as well.
Pause.
Holy
pause.
Shit.
Yeah, this
wait,
is perfect.
This okay. is what I was talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Caden, Brayden,
yeah.
Belayden,
yeah.
Sabayden,
mm-hmm.
Pekayden.
Mm-hmm.
What are those names?
Here's the thing, Danielle, I just want you to know, I understand. She's from Memphis. I love Memphis. Okay, here's the thing. I talked about this on another podcast with somebody. It's a thing, too, in the South, or they'll add, if it's not an Aiden, they'll add, like, a Lee at the end, like Brantley.
Oh, yeah, that's
Brantley,
right. Brantley. Grantley.
Uh-huh.
Frantley.
Uh-huh. It's
just, oh, my
it's
God.
It's a whole vibe.
That was what I was talking
yes,
about
okay.
before.
Oh, I
that
guess.
Is so weird. Well, it's not, because yeah. I'm, you know, psychic, but
right.
I knew this was coming, obviously.
I want to set my kids up for success. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I just feel like a Brayden. A Brayden, you're never going to, you could never sound like an adult.
Brayden?
Yeah, Brayden.
Mm-hmm. Brayden.
But shout out to, you know, Danielle from the class of 2005. Me too, girl. Me too. And Hottie Tottie. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Like, I like names that are unique, but not those ones.
Huge fan. My name is Emily Dinda. I come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What, Philly?
Just a quick, absolutely not that I myself experienced today that I just needed to call to address. I'm going to have to go with denim shorts sitting on like hot indoor seating. That's an absolutely not. The sound and the feeling of the back
God.
Of your thighs when you are forced to rise from a chair in bad air conditioning in denim, nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
that's an absolutely not.
Okay, we can pause it.
Rebuking those and rebuking Satan.
Always rebuking Satan, embarrassed for him. Emily, thank you for that call from Philly, home of La Colombe Coffee. Would love if La Colombe wanted to sponsor me because it is my favorite. Okay. I feel very strongly
Let me
about
tell you.
Denim.
Yeah. What do you feel?
Well, you know, I buy all my jeans from Old Navy because it's the greatest store in the world. Mm-hmm. I have them on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing worse. Here's my thing. Because, okay, when I wear jean shorts and I get up from a chair that's like woven in the hot sun, and you know, you have that pattern on the back of your legs.
I hate it.
It's not even, I'm not even embarrassed. It's just uncomfortable.
I hate it.
Because then I have like, you know.
Lines.
I have lines and wicker print on the back of my legs all day.
Birdie's obsessed with lines. Ever since she was a kid, my daughter, she's
very
almost
linear.
11. No, she's obsessed with when you get a line on your
mark.
Skin, she hates it. She hates it. She's like, oh, I got a line. When's it going to go away? I got a line. like, it's like, that is her number one, absolutely not, are lines. Lines on the backs of her legs, on her arms, like whatever it is. Always, since she was a kid, she hates the way it feels.
And it's cricket.
No, Birdie.
No, Birdie.
My almost 11-year-old. Still, to this day, hates lines. Or if I have a line from sitting uh-huh. on, like, a wicker chair in the summer, she will, like, come up and have to touch it.
Really?
She's like, ew, ew,
so she would
I
not,
hate it.
We know she does not have a future in dermatology.
No, she hates
because
it.
Because you pick, I pick.
Right, so
literally last night was like, are you fucking picking your face? And I have tools.
Oh, I have a kit.
I have full kit. Mm-hmm. Like an extraction kit.
Me
like,
too.
I go to get facials, and then I'm like, okay. You know, I look at the girl, and I'm like, what's your name? Lindsay? Lindsay, you and I both know you didn't get it.
Yeah, this is cute. Yes. This is cute. This is cute for you, but let's... Sometimes I've... Oh, God.
What?
This is the crazy. Sometimes I've asked for a mirror so that I can... Above my head, so I can see them extract.
Oh, I... See, that's, like, hot to me. I would... Yeah. Yes, of course. You know, it's like, okay, when you're giving birth... I haven't given birth, but all my girlfriends who've now had kids are like, well, I don't want a fucking mirror to see what's going on. They all refuse the mirror. But in this case, I want to see.
Oh, yeah. Also, mm-hmm. when you give birth, ask for the mirror. It's fucking fascinating.
Really?
Oh, my God. Well, especially if you're a picker.
Yeah.
It kind of scratches the same itch. Like, you're like, what?
I mean, you know, knock on wood, I hope that I'm going to be a cool pregnant lady, but my mom seems to think I'm going to be the worst. She's like, Heather, you swell. You're always uncomfortable. You don't, like, I just don't thrive when I'm uncomfortable.
But here's the thing I will say, just having been the biggest pregnant person I have ever met, with edema, this is not even a joke, with my first daughter, I would go get pregnancy acupuncture. This is not a joke. And water would drip out of where they poked the needles in. Actual water.
You get puffier than me.
Yeah, it was bonkers.
I can have like one vodka soda and my mom can look at me and be like, I know you've had a drink, because that's how much quickly I swell.
Yeah, I'm the sponge. Same way. Me too. There must be a, we must have
your blood
the
type?
Same.
Can you say that on air? Is that weird?
I don't know. What would people do?
I don't know. I get freaky messages all the time.
I think I'm B negative.
Fuck me.
Really?
I'm B negative.
Is it our blood?
And you know there's this thing called the blood type diet?
Yeah, I've done it.
Did it work?
Yeah, it's great. Are you kidding?
But it means I have to give up avocados and chicken.
I know. We're not supposed to eat. We are not supposed to be.
Gluten?
No gluten. Yeah, no gluten, no corn. No one should eat corn.
And here's the thing. When I go, and you know, you and I both love Mexican. We love.
No, Mexican food is the number one thing that we're not supposed to eat.
If I sit down and have a thing of chips and salsa, I get a migraine afterwards. But I keep powering through and I just chug enough margaritas.
Yeah.
I know I am directly allergic to corn.
Okay. So yeah, on our blood type, I believe it's like no chicken, no avocado, and no black beans, and no corn. And so I was like, I'm out.
It's basically like paleo keto.
For us. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have to say, all of my like issues and everything, you know, when I do that, I feel really good.
But then I don't want to leave the house and I'm sad.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not. But you know what? Balance is a thing to strive for.
You're looking me dead in my eyes trying to convince yourself that you believe that and you don't.
I don't. Well, I do. I think I found a really good balance. I think I have a really good relationship with stuff now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am able to like keep my crazy under control.
Right.
And eat the nachos when I want them.
Right. And not feel the guilt.
And not feel the guilt and like make other choices the next day.
Well, that, you know what? That's all we can ask for.
That's all we can ask for.
I can't believe the same blood type. Okay, let's go to another question.
Oh, wait. Can I say one more thing about the chairs?
Yeah.
Just leather chairs in general in the summer are so, or plastic, are just so offensive to me. They're so, and absolutely not, because I am, you are too, worse. I'm a sweater.
Full sweater.
I sweat all the time and I sweat everywhere. So I hate getting up off of a leather chair and seeing my leg marks from sweat.
Oh, let me tell you, well, these seats are suede and I'm in jeans now, but I don't know why. Maybe it's because the sun's at my back right now. Mm-hmm. It looks like I've peed. I keep checking to see if I've peed a little, because it's just steam heat. It's just like I'm radiating a lot of heat down here.
Yeah, we're really hot.
I run hot. I run so hot.
I'm always sweating. Ask Ray.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't. That's his job. Part of his job is just to cool me down. Cool me down.
My next bit, like when I make my first bit of, like coin, I want to get a car that's got the cooled seats.
Girl, what do you think I have?
Yeah.
I got those air conditioner full blast up my vagina in the summer. Almost all the time, actually.
A breezy, cool vagina is to me better than anything.
It's heaven.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to just transition for a second. Here's the deal, my little babies. How many times have you been out shopping and you found like the most amazing designer bag? I'm talking Louis Vuitton or Gucci or maybe even a little Chanel. And you're just like, I have to have it. And then you look at the price tag and you're like, you know, that's an absolutely friggin' not. I'm not paying an arm and a leg for a bag. Well, here's the deal. I've been telling you this and I hope you're listening, because Tradesy, yes, that's right, Tradesy.com is where you need to be going. I'm spilling the tea on Tradesy because it is that good. Tradesy is basically, ladies, the hottest online luxury fashion resale marketplace. you can get every designer you can imagine. And you're going to get things in the best condition you could ever imagine for like $400. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me though? I've never seen one in stores for like, I don't know what, say like less than $1,000. Listen, style should not be about spending a fortune. Am I right? Y'all know me. I'm a high-low kind of gal. It's like you have to look for the good pieces, and that's exactly what you'll get at Tradesy. And you know how I feel about like schlepping around New York and in the heat, and then you're on the subway and you see rats and it's just disgusting. That's absolutely not. That's why I love Tradesy, because I can just sit back, sip an Aperol spritz, a little Chardonnay, and I can shop Prada bags from the comfort of my own home without the raging underboob sweat and the sewer rats. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting on the L train, okay? In fact, hell, I don't even have to leave my house to buy or sell on Tradesy. I got a couple nice things in the closet that I want to trade out for something else. I can put them on Tradesy and sell it from the air conditioning. And listen, you can sell what you already have in your closet to buy your next favorite thing. If you're like me and have pieces in your closet that you literally have never worn, I swear to God, I have things with the tags on them, you know, because of my emergency weight, which I just like, they were wishful thinking at the time, but why not sell them, make some cash, list them on Tradesy. You get a free shipping kit so you don't even have to go to the post office to mail it. You earn cash and never come out of pocket to buy designer again. Honestly, it's a game changer. You want top of the line? Great. Go to Tradesy.com. And here's the best part. There's no fake shit. That's right. They look at everything. Every single piece on Tradesy is guaranteed authentic. It's not like going on Craigslist and like, you know, wishing on a hope and a prayer that this Chanel bag you're buying is going to be legit, because we all know it's not. Everything is authentic on Tradesy or you get your money back. And listen, if you don't like it, you don't keep it. They handle all the returns so you don't have to. Visit Tradesy.com to save $50 on your very first Tradesy purchase when it comes to $400 or more. Use code absolutely at Tradesy.com. That's right. I said promo code absolutely at Tradesy.com. Check them out today. I promise you're going to love them just as much as me. I just started flexing a new bag I'm about to show y'all on the IG, and I got it on Tradesy. I feel guilty buying myself designer stuff sometimes, so it's really nice to, you know, to do it in a way that I can afford it. And then, hey, when I want a new bag, I put it back up on Tradesy. Check out Tradesy.com and use promo code absolutely. Now, back to the show.
All right, let's go to another caller.
Hey, Heather, my name's Lauren. I've been following you on Instagram ever since you first started the Britney 911 saga, and I've been fully obsessed with you. I love you. You are hilarious. You bring so much joy to my day. I have an absolutely not for you, because my boyfriend and I, we both went paleo for 3 weeks, which, if you know me, you know that I was dying inside. And my absolutely not is the fact that men, all they have to do is think they want to lose weight, and they lose weight.
Yeah.
But us ladies, we have to work so hard, and we have to, even going paleo.
She's so stressed out. Okay.
Yeah. Lauren, here's the thing, Lauren.
Breathless,
here's the
thing. Lauren.
Lauren. Yes.
It's
this
true.
Is a universal truth. That is the testosterone that is helping them to just shed it. And, you know, I'm married to a man who does not fluctuate much and is has it real under control. Like, he's like very thin and fit.
He's a slender man.
He's a slender. He's not.
Shout
a,
out
he's
to
not
Mark.
The slender
no,
man.
No, but he is. Yeah. So Jeff is so annoying. I mean, Jeff and I, our weight fluctuates like, you know, the temperature in New York in the fall. It's insane. He could just like cut out. He'll go from like
soda,
eating pizza.
Right?
Yeah. He'll go out from like eating pizza 5 days a week to like down before. And he's like, I lost 15 pounds. I hate it. And my thing is my hormones, like I'm doing the most right now, but my hormones are so fucked up. So I'm really estrogen dominant. So my body thinks I'm 6 months pregnant.
Right,
so it's
right.
holding on.
Not true.
It's like I could literally run a marathon, I could eat nothing, and I'm just, it's holding on. So I'm having to find this weird balance. Like my doctor was actually like, you can't go to SoulCycle 6 times a week. You actually need to like do some soft yoga, maybe some meditation. And for me, I like to work out. So I'm kind of losing my mind. Like, I'm getting a little, you know.
You got to, again, I'm coming back to balance. You got to find what works for you and you got to do it. I think this is the problem with hard cardio is that you then will crave carbohydrates. You'll eat more when you do super, super hard cardio.
I'll leave Barry's boot camp and need like two bowls from Chipotle. That's how hungry I am.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like where you get into like if you have a goal, if you want to lose weight or whatever and you have a goal, that's the part where sometimes the hard cardio, you should take a break from it.
Right.
You tried like, okay, because I don't know, I haven't done it, but everybody I know, they really think that the super heavy weightlifting as a woman, like, is where you're supposed to be.
Here's the only thing. I'm built like an ox, and I am freakishly strong. Like, I've never darkened the doors of a CrossFit because they'd send me to the games in the first 3 seconds. They would. I mean, it would be me and like six German girls. Okay.
I'm similar, and I'm terrified that I would just like bulk up and look insane.
Right.
But there's all of this.
We could go low and slow. Like, we could build up to it. But see, it becomes a challenge to me. Like, my parents were I was a son my dad never had. So like, if we needed to like move the baby grand piano to the basement, I was the one who just put it on my shoulders and moved it. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Actually, my parents really, they had, you know, the giant water cooler upstairs in their bedroom and the big 5 gallon jug. I had to carry it up, even as like a 6-year-old. My dad was like, Heather, the Crystal Springs water came in. I need you to bring it up. Jesus. And I just did it. Like, that's me.
But also, that's a boss move to have a Crystal Springs in your bedroom. They just, how much hydration did they need in your house?
I know. Like, maybe we were just doing mini fridges before people knew what they were.
Maybe we install a filtration system. What's happening?
No, it was me in the 4th grade, like, being like, I got it, Dad. And no. I'd put the thing over my shoulders and go up to their room. I swear to God.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, we have time for, like, one more.
Hi, Heather. My name is Christine, and just have to say I think you're amazing and hilarious, and I'm so happy that you're finally doing a podcast.
Love you, Christine.
So my question for you is, what is your opinion on children's smocked clothing?
Smocked clothing. It's a very southern
attire for the little ones, but personally, I cannot stand it. I think they're hideous. That's just my opinion. I know some people love it. So I'm really curious on what your thoughts are on children's smocked clothing.
Okay. Thanks. Well, this is very specific to the South.
I have feelings.
You have feelings.
Yes.
Okay. Christine actually sent me a DM. I actually opened my DMs right before I came in here, and it was like, I sent a voicemail about smocked clothing. I need you to comment.
That's so hilarious.
I think I'm not into smock clothing. I'm never going to put my kids in smock clothing.
No. Well, I think, but here's the thing. There is also like a children's clothing movement that's like more retro, but hipster.
Right.
And so, because I spent a lot of time in Charleston, South Carolina. So I know the traditional Southern smocking children's clothing, which I am not here for.
I'm not either. And I get it if you just do it for the christening or the Easter. I want my children.
Oh, I don't mind it. I don't mind like a christening.
Right. I want my children to look very like little old people. You know what I mean? Nothing makes me happier than when there's a baby dressed as like a real like adult. You know what I mean? Like in a little tuxedo in like a little, you know, a little house dress.
Full Victorian gown.
Yes.
Yes. I'm obsessed right now with, you know, I love these. I'm wearing a dress right now from them. Shop Doen. You know that it's like, do you know who they are?
Tell me.
Okay, Shop Doen. It's two women from LA. I'm pulling it up so you can see it.
So this is an absolute yes.
Shop Doen. I'm obsessed with them. Women run company. But anyway, they make the most incredible dresses for ladies. But then they have like a kids line that's just like the kids kind of like versions of their dresses, but they look kind of retro. Hold on, I'm going to show it. You have to see it. You have to see it to believe it. And everybody at home, just get on that little computer.
Yeah.
Check it out. Unless you're driving. Please don't. But see, she's got some smocking. But where is it?
But it's like cute smocking.
Well, it's like the baby smocking. These kids look like they're from the Great Depression.
Oh, that's adorable though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With like the boots. Oh, they look like they're extras in Annie. That's what I want my kids to look like. They're extras, you know, and Annie.
My mom,
So here's an instance of good smocking.
Oh, that is great smocking.
This is
My mom used to give me like a dish rag, and I used to have to go wash the whiteboards, literally the baseboards. But she said I loved it, and she told me I thought I was in Cinderella, and I'm like, Mom, I'm pretty sure that was like child labor. So she never needed a housekeeper because I did it all.
Oh, why shouldn't my child look like that?
Adorable.
Like just like she's like from the 70s scrubbing the floors.
We have to talk about when we ran into each other in Tulum. My mom and your youngest.
They had a real connection.
They had a connection.
I feel like they had a soul connection.
They are the same person.
Well, or is it like a past life? Like,
for sure.
I couldn't figure it out. Wait, when Cricket said, tell me more about Acapulco to Robin, Mark and I both almost spit out our margaritas. Tell me more about Acapulco.
And the crazy thing is, and I've said this before, Ray knows Robin brings up this story about Acapulco. She won't tell me what happened, who she was with, but this was like a very important time of her life. Something happened.
I think it was dark.
I think it was dark. It was wild. And
Cricket?
Yeah. And Cricket was just sitting like on the edge of her seat, like ready to go.
She loved it.
Loved it.
So much. And loved Robin. We got to get them together again.
Maybe they should have a show.
Maybe that's the show.
The young and the old just young having a moment.
Young and old. Multi-generational. Yes. Let's sell that to CBS.
Fuck yeah.
Robin and Cricket.
Busy. I know you got to run. Thank you for being here. I love and adore you. We're going to come to Charleston.
I can't wait.
I'll bring Robin to Charleston too, and then we can test out the show.
I'm going to see you at my birthday. You're coming to my birthday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Ray and I might have to do a stop in Greece for like a couple days beforehand.
Oh, yeah, we just got the invite last night to go meet Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck?
But we don't know. We don't want to get too excited because I just feel like it's going to fall through the cracks, but we might have an invite.
I need to.
So if you want to come and then we just fly direct to Cabo, let us know.
The guy told us the dates last night and he was like, it's June 15th to 18th. And I was like, Heather, I have to be in Cabo on June 20th. And
I said, I do too, but we're going
to
go.
She's like, okay, we'll fly New York to Mykonos, Mykonos to New York to Cabo. And I was like, that is a wild ride. I don't know.
Maybe you could get Mykonos to like, There's got to be a way to do it from Europe.
Yeah.
To fly from Europe to Cabo. Don't you think?
Well,
is that true? No, to Mexico City.
Probably to Mexico City.
I bet you could go
Athens to Mexico City,
Mexico City to Cabo. You guys would be
and
wrecked.
You know that would be a wild flight.
That would be so fucking wild.
So fun.
Wait, and you're going to be in coach? What's happened? I can't.
I just got silver medallion on Delta and you bet your ass I'm getting upgraded. I got so excited that my friend was like, yeah, okay, maybe you shouldn't come. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we got uninvited, but I'm literally
at the dinner was like, I just want you to know I manifested this whole thing all year. I will be there. Tell me the dates. I am there.
I'll bring my jumpsuits, whatever the fuck we need to do.
Tonight.
Yeah, we'll have a drink with him tonight.
Would you be on the show?
No, I don't think the show got picked up for a second
season. It didn't?
My friend was just in Mykonos and he was like, Heather, I don't know what to tell you, but there was like the Lohan at Club Lohan, like the L was falling off. Like it's a shack right now. It's not even built up. No, I don't think it got picked up again.
That sucks.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. And don't worry. You know, if we make it to Mykonos, y'all will be the first to know. Busy, thank you for coming in. I love and adore you.
I love you.
And y'all stay tuned because we'll be at your 40th birthday in Mexico doing the most.
I mean, it's going to be insane.
And I love that you're my mentor. So if I make any right moves in my career, it's because Busy Phillips has told me what to do.
I got to be honest with you. That's all we got at this point. We got to like bring up the next generation.
Also, got to.
Future organ donor, you know, B negative.
That's right. If you ever need blood or anything, you just call me.
Yeah. Same.
Because I feel like I have a lot of blood. I do. I just feel like I could give you some. So
I'm
you need
super
it.
Bloody.
Yeah.
But when I do the platelets to get the PRP in my face, every time without fail, the doctor says, you have incredible platelets. They're golden and beautiful.
You know what my doctor told me? I get baby Botox in my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
He said I have the thickest actual skin he's ever felt. He said the needle goes all the way into the bottom. He's like, you have the thickest skin. No joke.
I have super thick skin. What's going on?
We need to check our parents because, you know, your mom flew for Eastern Airlines and so did my mom.
No, it wasn't my mom. Oh. It was my aunt.
Oh, your aunt. Shit. Okay.
But I feel like they must know each other, my aunt and your
mom.
They
have to, because she was Boston-based or Chicago-based.
Mine was Chicago-based.
Yeah, we talked about
this. And you were Robin's Boston-based.
Boston, then to hot Miami. Can you imagine Robin in Miami just wheeling and fucking dealing? That's where she met my dad. Whole thing. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And all right.
Never mind Acapulco.
No. We can't talk about it. All right, love you.
I love you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.